This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Seeing if we can continue a budding romance at work.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
So, give us a little bit of background on you and Tyler, correct?
Yes, me and Tyler. So, we work together, but we also work for my dad.
Oh.
I'm like the office manager.
Nice. Yeah.
That's okay. Awesome.
Yes. So, we've talked off and on, but, you know, he's never really had the nerve to ask me out. I don't know why. So, I finally did.
She's like, I'm taking charge here.
Like, we went for dinner and drinks after work, and we did that a couple times, and I had a really great time. I pretty much thought he had a great time because we were, like, texting every day since that. But I just, like, haven't heard from him since. Like, the last time that we were together, like, we subbed on a friend's, like, stand volleyball team, and we had drinks. Again, like, I thought we were having a really good time.
Nice.
But he took me home, and, you know, I thought he was going to stay over, but he had to get up early, he said. So he just kissed me on the cheek, and that was that, you know. And that was, like, the last time that I've heard from him. And then he's avoiding me at work, too. So I think it's a little weird.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you initially
instigated the dating.
Instigated.
Yeah.
You initiated it.
You could tell he wanted to go out with you. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then from there, you guys like were talking, hanging out and stuff, and you ended up subbing on a friend's team and whatever. And then directly after that, he stopped talking to you and is avoiding you, correct?
Yes. Yeah. And like, I mean, it was just like that normal kind of couple stuff. Moving at a, you know, not too fast of a pace, and I thought I did pretty good at volleyball that day. I thought I impressed him, but
okay, instantly thinking, Coriel.
Okay,
you know, you're playing volleyball, and he ran into an ex, or he ran into his current.
I was thinking more like being too competitive, age old. I mean, it might just be another
too.
One. Were you taking it like very seriously?
I mean, I am a competitive person, so, you know, I like to win.
So like Coriel does.
My athletic prowess.
Right, yeah. No, even with a bad knee, Coriel's killing it, but
hey, don't think that I'm doing it to be anybody's hero. I'm literally just doing some calories, because if I don't keep moving, I will end up on one of those shows, to be honest with you. So, no, I think it's giving a little bit of a too competitive vibe, maybe.
You're gonna go with it. Okay. Did he act weird, like there was somebody there that was watching, that he was nervous, that
like he was trying to dodge somebody?
Right.
I'm trying to think back on it now. I mean, I was like so focused on the ball the whole time. But
yeah,
maybe,
see, competitive,
maybe, because it was just, I mean, I didn't really find anything odd until it was like he didn't stay the night, which, you know, we've kind of gotten into a good groove with. But, you know, I mean, I understand you have to wake up early. You want your own time to yourself.
Right.
But then just a kiss on the cheek. It was just really cold out of nowhere. So
okay.
I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody from his past popped back up again.
Yeah, could be.
That would be annoying. But,
yeah, no kidding, right?
I want to point out, too, like, just FYI, that when I said maybe he thinks you're too competitive, I don't mean that negatively, by the way. Just like, competitive isn't a bad thing. It's just for him, it might just be more than he can handle, or maybe for whatever reason, that's just not a thing for him. So I don't want to make you feel bad for being competitive.
Well, I know, she's speaking from personal experience, because Coriel is, she's a lot, and that's... I mean, you got to dial it back just a little bit.
No, people are so much more hardcore than I am.
Yeah,
but that's just my guess. It might just be that the competitiveness. But then again, we've had much stranger things happen during Date 'em or Dump 'em. So it could be literally anything.
Right. So, Carrie, we'll do is we'll give Tyler a call, see if he'll talk to us. If we can sort this out between you two, we'd be glad to take care of dinner for you guys to go out again and talk through things and see how things progress.
The sand fleas have been kind of bad this year, I feel
sand
like.
Fleas?
Maybe he got bit up a bunch, and then now he just doesn't want to see you because he's like, don't look at me.
I'm hideous.
I'm hideous.
That could be a possibility, too.
Maybe that's just me.
Well, then we'll get him some I don't know, aloe or something for that, or some
cortisone
kind of
cream.
Cortisone cream, maybe. And then we'll get you guys dinner out and see how things go. All right?
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Here's what
happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
All right, so what's your guesses on what went down between Carrie and her coworker Tyler?
Guess on Twitter and Instagram, KZKX969, Facebook also, KX969, because as we like to say, GIF form is the best form. So if you can find a suitable GIF, please attach.
Be a part of Denim or Dump 'em.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump 'em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just joining us, is Kyler, Tyler, that is. Carrie and Tyler work together and actually work for her dad. She's an office manager. Tyler works with him. And they went out for dinner drinks after work a couple different times. Have had some good times together for quite a few weeks now. Texting every day. Everything seemed fine to Carrie. And then they were subbing on sand volleyball on a team. Had a good time. He took her home. He didn't stay. And that was the last time they've really had any good interaction.
Yeah, and then it's just been a little bit of cricket since.
Yeah, he's been avoiding her at work, too. So she'd like to know what the deal is.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Tyler.
Yeah, speaking.
Tyler, hi, it's JP Correll, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going, man?
Oh, well, I'm good. How are you?
Surprise.
We're good. We're calling on behalf of somebody you work with and have also been kind of hanging out with and potentially making out with and enjoying time together.
/owing.
Carrie wanted us to get a hold of you because you've kind of been awkward and dodgy, and things were going, from her point of view, sound like pretty good. I mean, from our point of view, too, it was good between you two. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, like, they were. Don't get me wrong. Like, my hesitance is more so, like, I knew this conversation was going to have to happen eventually.
Okay.
Definitely didn't think it was going to be on the radio or whatever, but
yet here we are.
Yeah.
So things just been messed up lately because her dad, my boss, her boss even, is so pissed at me. He found out about it, and he's just, like, not been cool. Like, she's, like, in the office. I'm on the landscaping part of things. Like, I'm on the crew and stuff.
Okay.
And he's just been docking my hours. Like, I've been getting less and less hours. Like, every week it's going down, like, a good amount. And it's so I asked him about it. And, yeah, he's like, I know that you've been, like, hanging out with my daughter and, like, been going out and texting during, like, that's another thing, too. He's like, you guys have been texting each other on work hours and stuff.
It's like, what are you, like, teenagers? Who cares?
Right? You're grown people.
Well, I mean, it's his daughter. That's why.
I mean, like, I know. Yeah. It's just, it's,
he made it,
it's
like,
kind of dumb.
Company time was so ridiculous. But, like, you know, it's, I can't argue with him. He's my paycheck at the end of the day.
Yeah. Right.
Like, he's, like, grilling me at that point. Like, he's just asking me a bunch of questions. Like, how things were going. Then he's like, have you slept together? And I just freaked out.
Oh.
You know?
I plead the fifth.
That's literally my only job.
You know, it's crummy because, I mean, obviously, I don't know how this goes legally, but obviously you can't just dock someone's pay because you're dating your daughter. But that's in a perfect world, and we are far from it, and that happens all the time.
Yeah.
You get like less hours, but you know, you're not favored anymore. That really translates into your day to day, and that's your livelihood. So
it'd be one thing if I had another job, but I don't. Like,
yeah,
so it's like now I'm just kind of like avoiding her.
She's got it made too.
I don't want to be like out on the street, so I'm just keeping my head down at this point. But I want to talk to her again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't risk it, but she can risk it for the biscuit because, like, it's her dad.
Yeah.
So
Ryan.
She's probably going to have a job there always unless she royally messes it up.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
too.
I mean, you definitely have to walk a finer line, and it shouldn't be that way, but, you know, here it is.
Yeah.
Are you very interested in her to the point where you would, like, almost willing to find a new job for this, or is it just, like, so new and
I mean,
whatever that...
We're talking about perfect worlds. Like, if I wasn't, like, literally reliant on her dad as a source of income, that could be something that, like, a conversation that'd be different. But, like, I don't know. Like, if he's going to literally make it like that. Like,
right.
I get it if it's one thing, if it's like, hey, you're dating my daughter, awkward. But for one thing to take my hours and to, like, be so inquisitive, like, right from the get and... I don't know. The whole dynamic's really screwed up.
Yeah. Well, and it would be Makes sense. Too. I was thinking suggesting you talk to her to talk to him, but then that's weird to be like, from the dad's perspective, then to be like, so you had my daughter come do your dirty work and talk to me about, you know, it seems very like, will you talk to him for me?
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're pressed for time. We're going to come back, and we want to try to figure this out with Carrie and Tyler and see if we can continue to get them to date or maybe confront Dad and Boss in Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, so again, we just talked with Tyler. The issue is his hours are being cut because Carrie's dad, his boss, her boss too for that matter, has been cutting his hours lately and confronted him about dating his daughter.
It's so unfair.
And this is his only job. He's just trying to keep his head down, trying not to lose his job. And he's like, I don't want Carrie to have to talk for me. And then it looks like I'm weak or there's all kinds of possibilities that we could make happen.
Yeah.
With this. So let's just talk to Carrie. So right. I think we could kind of plan that out. And then Carrie could go to bat for you guys because she's on the phone with us. She asked us to get a hold of you. So Carrie, how are you feeling about your dad, putting the screws to Tyler?
Putting the fear of God into Tyler.
Oh, my God. I'm so mortified and angry. I'm oh, my God. My face is so hot right now. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my God.
Does this sound like your typical, is this typically your dad? Does it sound like him?
I mean, not since, I don't know. Maybe he's reverting back to, how he was when I was, a teenager or college. I don't get it. Oh, wow. I guess he means well, but gosh, that is some, grade A meddling.
Yeah, for certain.
Yeah, no, it is.
Hearing this now, what do you think you want to do, Carrie? I mean...
Oh, I can definitely... I can talk to Pops, for sure.
Talk to Pops.
Pops is certain talking to.
Yeah, because he's kind of meddling in your own adult business, even though, granted, you guys work together. And it is tough. Workplace relationships, they don't always pan out. But sometimes they do, and it's great. I don't know, Coriel. I don't know where I'm at on this.
I mean, I think as long as you handle it in a way where it doesn't sound that he... If you talk to your dad, but you don't say, hey, this is Tyler's idea. You know, if you do it naturally and you can sell it right, you can just come at it from your perspective. Hey, I think Tyler's too big of a prideful person to let me think that you are being... the way that you are, rudely meddling in my life, and I can see it. He hasn't said it, but I can see it that it's tough on him, and I feel like you're not treating him fairly and whatnot. But then again, that also might cause a rift between you and your dad, so it's really up to you if you want to say something.
Yeah, Carrie.
Gosh, it's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Well, I think you could also suggest maybe as a alternative, you guys don't text each other as much or during work hours, per se. In your own free time, lunch breaks, what have you, then you guys can have your relationship. But when it's business time, it's business time. And that might squash Pops's attitude towards you guys talking to each other.
Everything was chill until he found out. You know what I mean? We were happy with the way things were. It was he kind of just threw the monkey wrench into the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. He went 0 to 100 and cornered you in the office.
Yeah, and threatened my job. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's great.
you know, casual.
Just casual. All right, well,
very casual.
We'd be willing to let you guys go out to dinner on us. Tyler, if you're willing to go out again with Carrie and just kind of hash this out, and Carrie's willing to go to bat for you, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to boil down to Carrie saying something to her dad.
For sure. You cool with that, Carrie?
Well, I'm definitely willing to talk to my dad, Tyler. So if you want to, at least maybe get some closure or just talk it out, try just one last time to see if this could work, you know, I don't see the harm in letting a radio station pay for our
yeah, I mean, drinks you know, never hurt anybody or
right.
whatever.
Right, like, it's not going to be a problem.
I just don't want your dad to think of it as, like, a way of me, like, getting over on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as he thinks it's, like, actually something that you want. And I want you to actually want to go out with me, too. I don't want it to just be like, man, your dad sucks. But, like, you know, it did kind of, like, ruin something. I thought we were on to something good. So I would like to try it again, for sure. But I wish he would be more chill.
That's totally understandable. Yes, I'm past my rebellious phase. I really, you know, I mean, life is too short. If something is real, you know, let's go for it.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
Well, then we'll set things up for you guys to go out for dinner. Carrie, in the meantime, you need to sit your dad down and have the talk with him.
We'll get you hooked up with your dinner night out then.
We really appreciate it.
All right.
Carrie, Tyler, thanks for being on the show.
Good luck.
We wish you luck. Cody on Twitter says, there's horrible bosses, then there's this guy. Tell him off. It's his daughter's choice on who she wants to date.
Ooh.
And then Andrea is like, I made a tweet about his dad, and I can't find it. But anyways, I totally nailed the guess. But it did come, Andrea, that it was involving the father being the boss of the two of them, and the father then cutting Tyler's hours and treating him poorly.
Not very fair.
No, that doesn't sound very nice.
No, yeah. It was not good. So, hey, hopefully things work out well. Carrie, I'm excited to hear how she confronts her dad / boss about her and Tyler dating. So we'll see what happens with that. If you don't have any of our help with any dating issues that you have, reach out Facebook, Twitter, title of Date Number Dump, and we'll help you too.